Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Now, for those of you that have been listening to this morning show for a very long time, in fact, today is my 5,130th morning show.
Jeez.
In one way or another here at Mix 100, 5130 for me. You've been following along for a long time, and you have followed me with my adventures with Nick Knack, my kids. Shoot, when I started here, I was dating Nick Knack, so we've gone through dating and engagement, and a couple kids, and a miscarriage, and deaths, and all sorts of stuff. I share a lot about Nick Knack on this morning show.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be no surprise to you to find out that I am very terrified of my wife.
I was wondering where this is going.
She runs the house, for sure. She runs the house. She keeps us all in line. She is the keeper of the schedule. She's a far better parent than me.
At least you can admit it.
I will admit it. Yeah. She's tapped into to the family for sure. And she's very tapped into making sure I stay healthy and I'm eating the right things. And this was funny last night because over this past weekend, we hosted a birthday at my house. It was for my mother-in-law. I loved it. It was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm lying. but we got my mother-in-law this gigantic chocolate cake, okay? Big chocolate cake. And when it was all said and done and everybody left, she forgot to take the cake with her. So it was put downstairs in the fridge in the basement.
Mm.
Then we only really get into, you know, there's like beers in there and maybe a little overflow from upstairs.
Yeah.
You know, we took it down there. So yesterday I was getting ready to make dinner and I was like, oh, I was making fish last night. I was like, I'm going to run down and grab that fish out of the freezer. And I opened the door and that chocolate cake was sitting in there like half of
it
staring at you.
And I was like, oh, hells to the yes. I forgot we had this.
Yeah.
I forgot.
It's the secret cake.
I was like, oh my God, we have chocolate cake. But then I also remembered, oh no, Nick Knack's home for the rest of the night.
Oh.
So I just filed it in the back of my mind. Went up, cooked dinner. We went on with our evening. Everything was fine and dandy. You know what I did? Because I'm so damn scared of my wife.
I imagine you cut a little sliver off the side so she wouldn't know.
No.
No? What did you
do? Oh, I went all in when I finally went after
it. Okay.
I waited until Nick Knack got in the shower for the evening last night. She fired that shower up about 7:45.
I got 20 minutes.
And then, on top of that, I went onto my app for the indoor cameras, because we've got a couple in the basement, just to keep an eye on things when we're not home, you know? Because that's where the furnace and everything is. I went on and shut those cameras off so it didn't pop up on her phone and say there's motion in the basement. She couldn't go back and watch. And I scampered, you guys. I don't scamper a lot. I scampered down to the kitchen and I opened up the spoon drawer.
Yeah.
And I didn't just grab a normal size spoon. There's like those serving spoons.
Oh, yeah.
The big ones.
For like, you know, your mashed potatoes or, you know, coleslaw or something at a barbecue. I grabbed that spoon.
Yeah.
And I scampered down to the basement and I opened that fridge and I cracked open that cake lid. And I didn't want any frosting. So I took that giant spoon and I just kind of went through the middle and scooped the middle out.
You ruined
so
it.
I just,
why? I know.
And no joke. I was like a fat kid, man, who hasn't had cake in like months. I had so much cake in my mouth at one point. I thought, oh my God, I think I should have brought something down to drink with me because I'm going to choke.
You're going to choke on
cake. I looked
cake.
At the beers sitting in the fridge. I was like, I might have to crack open a cold one just to swallow this dry chocolate cake down.
You're like, that's not that bad, though.
I was like, I went through all this effort to run down and eat this cake when she wouldn't know. And she's going to find my bloated carcass in the basement because I choked on it. But I ate so much of that cake within roughly 60 seconds. I made that cake my biatch.
You made so many bad life decisions.
And then I sealed it back up and I ran back upstairs.
Oh my goodness.
And she didn't know I did it.
Well, she knows now, right? Like, you just kind of.
I even left the spoon in the container.
Just for a
and then just put the lid back on because I was like, maybe she'll go back for a second shower tonight. I don't know.
Yeah, you get a second chance for cake.
You know what backfired on me? Okay, so cake back in the fridge. I'm back upstairs like nothing ever went on. Turn the cameras back on. About 30 minutes later, my son, who is a teenage boy, he also remembered there was cake in the basement.
No.
So I got the alert on my phone, in the basement. He goes down and I'm watching him. He gets the cake out of the fridge and comes back upstairs into the kitchen. And then I wait a few seconds and he goes, "Where'd all the cake go? Why is only the middle eaten out of the cake? There's only frosting left." I'm like, "Shut up! Shut up!" And at that point, Nick Nack was out of the shower and everything. So he's like, "Dad, quit eating all the cake." And I was like, "You called me out, you little punk."
So
needless to say, I was in so much trouble last night after it all finalized and went down. Like, "You got to watch your cholesterol. What are you doing?" Oh, I love cake so much, you guys.
Hey,
kids.
Yes, you do.
Oh, my God, I'm cracking up. I went back and watched some of my camera footage in the basement in that room with the fridge.
Yeah.
Right after I noticed that the cake was still in the fridge, I went and grabbed like a piece of paper towel and I put it over the camera before I even went and shut off the stream to the camera, just in case.
Why are you such a sneak?
I'm terrified of my wife.
What is she doing to you?
I'm terrified.
I am so glad I live by myself because the amount of work that you have to put in just to eat a piece of chocolate cake. I am so
glad I can go home
and eat a pint of ice cream straight.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that in honor of Jeremy today.
Part of the problem is one, I was scared that I would get caught eating the cake. But two, I also knew, like I described, how I would be eating the cake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, of just a gluttonous slob.
Yeah.
And I think it was extra precaution to put the paper towel over the camera.
So you didn't have to see that. You know it wasn't going to be pretty.
I don't even want to see that.
You're like, "It's not going to be pretty." I know it.
For all of you sending me the gif of the chunky kid from Matilda.
Brucey, you can do it, Brucey.
Matilda eating the chocolate cake with cake all over his face. Yes, that was me. That
can
is like
agree,
looking
though,
in a mirror.
That was the best looking piece of chocolate cake that ever.
That was a really
good
looking
piece of chocolate cake. Seriously, on Matilda, that
really
was like
good.
Perfect.
You can tell that kid is not married with a mean wife.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Bruce has got it going on.